All right, Hanukkah is just 3 weeks away. 3 weeks from tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, so I thought I would go over some inyanim that relate to Hanukkah. There's a piece in the Sefer Ha'ari Kedem by Rabbi Michal Shurkin. This is in Siman Kufayin Beis. He quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "When they said Kinu Chachamim Shabbato Ador, Shiyushmonat Yimelu B'Shechiatan Mileh Chafei B'Kislev Yimei Simcha B'Halel." So the Chachamim in that generation established that beginning on the 25th of Kislev, we'll have 8 days of Simcha and Halel, happiness and praise to Hashem. And then the Rambam says, "Umadlikin behenan neirot ba'erev al pitchei abatim." We light candles in the evening at the entranceway of the home. That's the way the Rambam formulates it. So he's quoting from the Rav. The Rambam wants to be bedaktik on the Sham of the Rambam. You would expect the Rambam to say that they established Yimei Simcha v'Halel v'Adlakat Neirot. That would be clearer. It would be clear to say they established Yimei Simcha v'Halel v'Adlakat Neirot. Instead, the Rambam says they established Yimei Simcha v'Halel, period. And then he says, like a separate clause, Umadlikim v'Neirot. We light candles. So the Rav wants to say, there's a question of halakha, a lot of Bachrom speak about this. During the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was there a mitzvah to light the menorah? I know in our minds we think there is, but was there a mitzvah during the time of the Beis HaMikdash? So he wants to say that that was not the case. In other words, that the mitzvah menorah came about after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it would be like two stages. So you'd have the mitzvah of Chanukah is around 165 BCE. Then it's just Halel v'Hodah. And then at a later point in time, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, like over 200 years later. And then, in order, like a Zeichor LeMikdash, they have the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. That's the idea the Rav has. Now, he says that the Avnei Nezer also has a chakira on this topic. Now, assuming this would be the case, and there are some issues with it, but assuming this would be the case, we can understand the Gemara in the Sechet Shabbos a little bit better. On Chaf Hayim and Beis, the Gemara, there's a famous braisa that the Gemara quotes, and it says, "Mai Chanukah." And then the Gemara quotes the braisa, and it says the 25th of Kislev, like a miracle occurred with the oil. And then it says, the next year they establish it as a holiday, Bahalil Bahodah. It doesn't seem like a pregnant absence that it doesn't mention lighting the menorah, right? That's what they say, we establish lighting the menorah. But the braisa doesn't say that. So now, with the way the Rav has it, we understand it. Now, there is a machloka between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, whether you're Mosif Aholech or Pokei Aholech. Hillel Beit Shammai lived before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but within this Ma'alach, you'd say Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are after the Churban, were extended even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, if you would go like this. Now, the Rav Moshe Sternbach also has a diuk like this, but here are the issues that he raises, but he has a way to deal with it. One problem is that there is a Megillat Antiochus, which is a Megillah that relates the whole episode of Chanukah, which some kilot had the minhag to read it on Chanukah. Like we read on Purim, we have a Megillah, so they would read it. But in Megillat Antiochus, it says that they established it as a day, he says, "V'ulalik b'hem neirot," to establish time to light candles. That's one issue. And the other issue is that the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvot, he says mefurash that Ner Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah was established by the Chachamim during the time of Bayit Sheni. So that doesn't sound so good with this Hesber that we just gave from the Rav. But Rav Sternbach, really, so we saw the Rav has this idea, the Avnei Nezer also has the idea, and Rav Sternbach also thinks that this is the idea, but he has like a middle position. He wants to say that originally the mitzvah of lighting candles was just in large groups. So in other words, not that everybody, there was any mitzvah near Yishuv Beito. That came later. But there was a mitzvah, everybody would get together in large groups or whatever, and then maybe in a shul or something like that, and then they would light it there. So with this, Rav Sternbach is able to give more of a hesber. He's bothered, we have a minhag that we light the menorah in shul, and we cite a bracha in the menorah in shul. And so it's a question, you know, how do we make a bracha on lighting in the shul? There's no mitzvah to light in shul. It's near Yishuv Beito. And even if you say, I'll make a bracha on a minag, but there has to be something where the minag would normally be applied that way. In other words, there's a tipus for it. In other words, let's say halel, so you normally say halel, so Rosh Chodesh will say halel as well. You know what I mean? So here, where do we see? So he wants to say that there were two stages. So first they had the minag to light it in gatherings. Then, after the Korban Bayit Sheni, they established the minag, not the minag, they established the mitzvah near Yishuv Beito. And then at a later point in time, the minhag arose to light it in shuls. But the lighting in shuls is reverting back to the original takana. So we can say it that way. Now, with this, the Rav, I'll try to make this brief because we don't have so much time. Like, if you say it this way, we can really understand a number of things. There's, he quotes from the Bala Ma'or, according to the Zaman Da'amar, you're not allowed to use the light of the Ner of the Chanukah, any use of it, even a Tashmish Mitzvah, Tashmish Kedusha, because he holds, this is the Bala Ma'or, it's Zecher L'Neiro to the Shemin Shel Heichal. It reminds us of the Neiro of the Beis HaMikdash. If it's a zecher, that means it can't be something that's established during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right? By definition, if something is a zecher, if the mitzvah is that it reminds me of something, that can't be that it established when it was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is not a zecher for it. So that's a raya, that it's like the way the Rav was saying. And then he wants to bring a proof from the Ramban in Parshat Balocha, where Hashem says to Aaron, you know, Balakhtar and Erod. So Rashi says that Aaron felt so despondent when he saw the Nesiim, you know, bringing their korban out, and he was out of the loop. So he said, you'd have this mitzvah of lighting candles. So the Ramban asked a number of questions. He says, why did he cheer him up with lighting? If it means the menorah in the base of Mikdash, why is he cheering you up with that? Why not the ketoret? You bring ketoret every day. What's lighting? So he says, he thinks that the Medrash Chazal is not talking about lighting the menorah in the base of Mikdash or the Mishkan. It's talking about the menorah afterwards. In other words, menorah time of Hanukkah. That's what it talks about. In other words, your family is going to be ahead of a rebellion, the Kohanim, and you're going to have this mitzvah of lighting the menorah. But the implication is that the mitzvah is after there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash. One more proof the Rav has, there's a whole machloket, I can't get into the whole thing, is the nusach of the bracha. Do you say al or le? By many brachot, So by hadlakat ner chanukah, we say lahadlik ner shel chanukah. So generally, if it's a mitzvah midibri sofrim, we make the nusach al, like al, right? So al b'dikas chametz, right? So if it's a mitzvah midibri sofrim, we usually have the nusach al. But by chanukah, we have the mitzvah lis. So he still wants to say that this bracha was Hukbal Neiro Chibamikta Shahin Shel Torah, Pilasuk Shel Torah. He wants to say that this bracha, it sounds like he's saying the bracha was existed in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you know, to light like the menorah. That's Lakora what he's saying. Alright, let me leave the last one piece out. Anyway, so the bottom line that comes out from this is that the Ikar of Chanukah then isn't so much like just the opposite of the way we normally think. We think, what is Chanukah about? I like the menorah. Chanukah, menorah. That's it. But it really comes out, the Ikar of Chanukah is the Hallel and the Hodah. That's really the Ikar. So Hallel, and again, there's more to explain on this, the Chasam Sofer holds that the Hallel that we would say on these Yamin Tovim is a mitzvah d'oraisa. In other words, if I'm saved from a persecution, and I say Hallel, so then he holds, in other words, if they said Shira when they left Egypt, because they were saved from Paro. So Kavachomer other times as well. So it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So other Akhorim disagree with the Chasam Sofer about later on, but the Chasam Sofer holds that saying Hallel is a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zmanazeh during Chanukah. So it comes out a little bit, you know, just the opposite of the way people normally think. You want to celebrate Chanukah properly, come to shul, say halal with a minion. That's the ikar of Chanukah. And in Afghanistan, it's a mitzvah to light the menorah, but it comes out, al-pi-alacha, the halal is the main thing. Okay, who's got questions, comments, close to anything I said? What's up, Pelvel? So there is a mitzvah persume nisa. Persume nisa is a mitzvah with reference to the menorah. You could say halal hodah is also a type of persume nisa that everybody's saying it out loud. But persume nisa is something that's connected to the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. But that could have been later on. In other words, okay, all right. What's up, Gabriel?
They said that they cannot do the menorah because it was
done
in Mikdash. That's why they added one more.
I understand. Say again.
Okay, the menorah was how many light candles? Was it 8 or 7?
In the Beis HaMikdash was 7.
And they added one more.
Right.
Do they still call it a menorah?
Yeah, we still call it a menorah. Okay, okay. Okay, in other words, you can't make a menorah like in the Beis HaMikdash, but people refer to it that way.